Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Colon from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and state and local communities. I can speak with Daniel Alonso, please.
Yes, it's me.
All right, sir, and just for classification purpose for the survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California?
Arizona.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and just for qualification purposes, why year and what year were you born, sir?
66.
66. Okay. All right, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress,
and
other
offices? 100%. 100%. I'm going to vote.
All right. All right. And if you had to pick, what would you say would be the most important issue facing the country right now?
Illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration. Okay. Illegal immigration. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And now thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people did you skip that one?
I am a Democrat, but I voted for Trump, and I'm going to vote for him again.
Okay. All right, sir. And then thinking again about the November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for
Trump,
independent Robert
Trump,
F. Kennedy
Trump,
Jr.?
Trump.
All right, sir. And, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote, but while others are considering, their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for right now, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means that there is no chance that you vote for them, and 100 means that you definitely vote for them. The first one would be Joe Biden.
0.
All right. Donald Trump.
100.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat candidate, a Republican candidate, or in your district?
I'm going to be voting for Republican until the Democrats start getting smart again, because they're stupid.
Okay. Okay, and if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Kerry Lake,
gotcha. All right, sir, who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump, the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
You know my answer, Trump.
Would that be much more or just somewhat more?
100%.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you strongly disagree with that statement, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
He should not. I strongly disagree.
All right. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure. On cities, and states experience. Okay, so strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
He should not.
Okay. All right, sir.
Americans need to come first, period.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants for being targeted in deportation raids.
No. He should not do anything about that.
Would that be a strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
I believe he has zero to do with immigrations and helping them do anything, period. It's too much. It's done. It's over.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children.
He should not prioritize that. No.
Okay,
absolutely not. Send them all back,
Strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
Strongly. You already know my answer, senor.
Okay. Okay, but we want to hear that. So, you know, this this
survey, yeah, so I already know. I already know what you're going to ask me when you start asking, and you already know my answer beforehand.
Okay, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree, or agree with the president should take action to protect them. Okay, here's the first one. President Biden should protect any immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly disagree.
No.
Somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree.
You know my position. I want them out of here now. It's too much.
Okay,
zero.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
No, I'm done. I'm done with the immigrants now. No more. No more.
Okay,
zero.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have been, living in the United States for 10 years.
I say no.
Essential jobs and farm workers.
No.
Would that be strongly disagree or strongly
disagree. Strongly disagree. He should not protect them.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants,
most
who have lived in the United States for 10 years.
No.
Who
passed
a background
disagree.
Check. And I'm married to American citizens.
No. No. I strongly disagree.
All right. Thank you, sir.
My position
okay,
is solid.
Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one said, a program that grants permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would that be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely, or makes no difference one way or the other?
I am not going to vote for President Biden doing anything for immigrants anymore, period.
So be much less likely, right? Or
much
somewhat
less
likely.
No,
okay,
much
less. Got you. Okay, a program that keeps families together by insuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely, or makes no difference to you one way or the other.
You know my answer. My answer is no. No more immigrants anymore until we clean up this country.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by insuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
I'm telling you again, somewhat less likely. You know my answer, sir. You know my answer.
Yes, sir, but like I said, this survey has been recorded, so I
don't want
to.
I'm going to say it again. No, I am not voting for any immigration protection whatsoever on any undocumented workers, period.
It'll be much less or somewhat less likely.
I'm not going to vote for him.
It'll be much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for him.
Strongly less likely.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Everything is going to be strongly against it.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented workers, farm workers, most of whom have been worked in the United States over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much less or somewhat less.
You already know my answer. Put it down.
Okay, a program that works in, that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have, lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
No. Absolutely disagree again. I'm not voting for Biden because he's doing this shit.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot, safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to this economy.
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and the last one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens.
Most
who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can have, work, essential work, and contribute to our economy.
No. You know my answer, no. Zero.
Okay.
I'm tired and fed up and sick and tired of the immigrants coming here without being documented or the proper way like my grandparents came here.
Okay. All right, sir. And thank you. Thank you for we almost finished with this survey. I only have a few questions more, okay? And we should be done. I really appreciate your time, sir. Okay, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following, okay? Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during, the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide borders, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat,
not a concern at all.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos in the border benefits them politically, so they kill bipartisan deal in Congress.
Not concerned at all. Concerned at all.
Okay, thank you.
Not concerned.
Sir. All right, sir. Okay, I'm going to read you a different approaches from President
Trump. Sir, you need
Trump
to be done with this because I need to go. I need to go.
Yes, sir.
So we're almost done.
Okay. This is a proposal when it comes to immigration, and would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your view if they neither are exactly right. Okay, here's the first one. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids.
Yes, that's my view.
Undocumented immigrants, no matter
that's
how long they have been in the country.
I agree with that 100%.
Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process to, at the border to protect immigrants who have lived in the country. Okay, would that be Trump approach much closer or Trump approach somewhat closer?
I'm 100% for Trump doing what he needs to do to get the illegals out of here. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and after hearing more, some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert
Trump,
F. Kennedy
Trump,
Jr.,
Trump,
Green
Trump,
Party candidate?
Trump,
Joe,
Trump, okay? Trump, Trump, Trump.
Got you.
Fuck Biden.
All right, sir, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented on this country without papers?
Yes, I do.
Would it be a coworker, a friend, family member, an acquaintance, or by preferred?
No comment.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get news and information?
I don't look at news. I do not look at news, period.
And you, Spanish language radio, Univision, Telemundo, Fox News Channel websites, Facebook, WhatsApp, TikTok, MSNBC, or CNN.
TikTok. That's the only one I use.
What about Instagram and YouTube?
Nope.
All right, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose. From what country or territory does your family trace, their heritage?
Mexico, Spain.
Okay, Mexico and Spain. All right, got you. All right, sir, and were you born in the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Mainland.
All right, got it. Okay, were you either or your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
No. My grandparents were all from different countries.
Okay, so yes, another country, right? Okay. All right, sir, and what language do you primarily speak in your
Spanish.
Home? Would that be always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and, you know, equally.
Spanish and English.
Equally, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right, sir, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Now, I'm a Republican. My whole life, a Democrat, but no more. No more.
Okay.
No more.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong Republican. Strong.
All right. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right. All right, sir, and then what was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
8 years of college, master's degree.
Okay, so be it. Master's degree. Okay, gotcha. All right, sir, and what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Okay, and all right, then finally, strictly for verification purpose, but my supervisor, can I just have your first name, sir?
Christopher.
Okay, I have Daniel here. That's not you, right?
That's my brother.
Okay, so your name is?
Christopher.
Christopher.
Si.
Okay.
Chris. That's all the time I got. I gotta go. Did you hear me? I said I have to go.
Yes, sir. Let me just write this, your name down, okay? Christopher. And okay, thank you for your time, sir. Are you interested in participating in follow-up research study? Participants in research are compensated, you know, in their time, sharing their opinions in their more, you know, in-depth and opening in the way.
They can call me later, but not now.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's for later. All right, sir, and thank you.
Bye.
This concludes the survey.
Bye.
Thank you very much for your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.